Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll talk about the early Elizabethan plays. Now first of all let me tell you about the first comedy and tragedy that was written in English. Okay? Now generally there are two comedies, one is called Ralph Royster Doyster. Okay? Ralph Royster Doyster. This was written by Nicholas Udall. Okay? Nicholas Udall. And this came out in 1553. Okay? After that there is another comedy called Gammer Gurton's Needle. Okay, Gammer Gurton's Needle. This is said to have been written by a person called John Still. Okay, John Still. Sometimes the author is also thought to be William Stevenson. Okay, so in the exam, whatever option you get, whether it be John Still or William Stevenson, you can mark that. Now, let me tell you the small history behind this. Earlier, when the manuscript was analyzed, it was thought to be John Still. The author was thought to be John Still. Now, most scholars regard William Stevenson to be the author. Okay? And this work, Gammer Gurton's Needle, came out in 1562. Okay? So, ye dono to ho gaye comedies. And then let's come to tragedy. There are two tragedies that are important. One is Gorboduc. Okay? It came out in 1561. And the other is the Spanish tragedy, written by Thomas Kidd, which came out in 1587. And Gorboduc was written by Thomas Norton and Thomas Sackville. ठीक है तो ये कुछ फैक्ट आपको याद होने चाहिए. अलॉन्ग विद दिस यू शुड ऑल्सो रिमेंबर द ब्रॉड स्टोरी लाइन ऑफ गॉर्बोडॉक एंड ऑल्सो द स्पैनिश ट्रेजेडी. ठीक है एंड ऑल्सो रिमेंबर दैट एज आई सेड स्पैनिश ट्रेजेडी वॉज रिटन बाय थॉमस किड. थॉमस किड वॉज वन ऑफ द यूनिवर्सिटी विट्स. ठीक है दैट इज वाई दिस ट्रेजेडी एंड ऑल्सो द अदर वन गॉर्बोडॉक इज इम्पॉर्टेंट एंड ऑल्सो द टू कॉमेडीज दैट आई टोल्ड यू अबाउट इवन दे आर इम्पॉर्टेंट. ठीक है नाउ व्हाट इज स्पैनिश ट्रेजेडी अबाउट. इसमें एक कैरेक्टर है, इट इज कॉल्ड हीरो नीमा. ठीक है नाउ हीरो नीमा इज अ स्पैनिश जेंटलमैन हु इज वेरी हार्ट ब्रोकन बिकॉज हिज सन हैज बीन मर्डर्ड. ठीक है एंड लेटर ऑन ही डिस्कवर्स हु द मर्डरर इज सो ही प्लान्स अ रिवेंज सो ही स्टेजेस अ थिएटर एक्ट और अ प्ले. ठीक है इन विच ऑल्सो द मर्डरर्स राइट दे ऑल्सो टेक पार्ट इन द प्ले. सो वॉट हीरो नीमा डज इज वाइल प्रिटेंडिंग टू एनएक्ट हिज रोल ही मर्डर्स द मर्डरर्स इन रियल. ठीक है सो ही एक्चुअली किल्स द मर्डरर्स. And when the murderers are dead, then he also commits suicide by killing himself. Okay? Now, one more fact let me tell you. As I told you, Gorboduc is a tragedy. And the full name of or full title of Gorboduc is The Tragedy of Ferrex and Porrex. Okay? The Tragedy of Ferrex and Porrex. And broadly what the storyline is, there is a king. Okay? Ek raja hote hain. He has a queen called Videna. And he has two sons. And the name of the sons is Ferrex and Porrex. ठीक है एंड गॉर्बोडॉक इज द किंग. ठीक है सो देर इज अ स्मॉल क्वारल बिटवीन द टू सन्स बिटवीन फेरेक्स एंड पोरेक्स ऑन द इशू ऑफ हु विल सक्सीड द किंग और हु विल बिकम द नेक्स्ट रूलर ऑफ द किंग आफ्टर द प्रेजेंट किंग विच इज गॉर्बोडॉक आफ्टर ही रिटायर्स. ठीक है बट इंस्टेड ऑफ सॉर्टिंग इट आउट थ्रू डायलॉग एंड डिस्कशन देर इज अ फाइट बिटवीन फेरेक्स एंड पोरेक्स एंड पोरेक्स विच इज द यंगर सन kills the elder son which is Ferrex. ठीक है then what happens is the mother which is Videna, ठीक है she kills Porrex which is the younger son and then when the common people of the kingdom find out that such things have been taking place in the royal household then they kill everybody. They kill the king and the queen also. So both sons dead and then king and queen also dead. ठीक है now one more fact you should keep in mind is that this play was written in blank verse. ठीक है सो आफ्टर दीज फोर प्लेज दैट आई टॉक्ट अबाउट. ठीक है टू ट्रेजेडीज एंड टू कॉमेडीज देन कम्स द यूनिवर्सिटी विट्स. ठीक है एंड आफ्टरवर्ड्स वी हैव विलियम शेक्सपियर्स प्लेज. ठीक है नाउ अनदर पॉइंट टू कीप इन माइंड इज दैट द अर्ली प्लेज ड्यूरिंग द एलिजाबेथन टाइम्स वर हेवली इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय ग्रीक एंड रोमन ट्रेजेडीज एंड कॉमेडीज. फॉर एग्जाम्पल द ट्रेजेडीज ऑफ सेनेका बिकेम अ रोल मॉडल एंड फॉर कॉमेडी दे रिलाइड ऑन द वर्क्स ऑफ प्लॉटस एंड टेरेंस. ठीक है दीज टू राइटर्स Plautus and Terence are classical writers. Okay? So, in Elizabethan plays, we find a lot of influence of classical literature. Another thing to keep in mind is that early Elizabethan plays often mixed elements of different genres. So, rather than only creating pure tragedies or pure comedies, they used to mix elements of both. So, a kind of hybrid form, which is very difficult to categorize as purely tragedy or purely comedy. Okay? Then another fact to keep in mind is that the role of women, okay? The role of women was usually played by boys or men, okay? Because in those times women were not allowed to act, okay? Act in plays. Now another thing to keep in mind is that unlike the religious morality plays of medieval times or medieval era, when we look at early Elizabethan plays, we find that there is often focus on secular themes, okay, secular themes, which explores human experiences and emotions. Whereas in the medieval era, the emphasis was just on religion or theology, less on secular issues. And due to the increasing levels of popularity of the theater, there is a gradual rise of professional theater. Okay. So we find professional acting companies that are emerging during this time. Okay. So whenever you are studying early Elizabethan plays, keep all of these points in mind. First of all, the first comedies and tragedies written in English. What was the basic characteristics of early Elizabethan plays? Also remember that many plays were written in blank verse. And what is blank verse? It is just unrhymed iambic pentameter. Okay? Along with this, also remember the broad storyline of Gorboduc and also the Spanish tragedy. Okay? Often there are questions, direct questions on Gorboduc and the Spanish tragedy. And also don't forget that the Spanish tragedy established the tradition of revenge tragedy, okay? Something on which even Shakespeare will build on, okay? Spanish tragedy is a good example of revenge tragedy, okay?